Looking back at motocross, you know, you're the only rider to race every round, to have your overall finish under two, and to not win the championship. So at this point, 2 months later, is that still something you're frustrated about? Or have you just kind of moved on, filed it away as just a year of growth for you?
Yeah, I mean, when you put it in that way, being the only rider to finish with an average finish of under, or I think it was like 1.9 or something like that, it's kind of not frustrating, but it is a little bit unfortunate that Eli and I were so good, but obviously one of us had to lose, and that was me this year. So for me, I mean, I grew a lot this year. I think it put me in a better spot moving forward. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And it's obviously used as fuel too and motivation that I came that close but didn't get it done. So next year, I have two more chances. I have Supercross and Motocross. So that's my mindset, is focus on that now. And yeah, let the past be the past and focus on the future.
And then just like walking away from Paula, how long did it take for those like initial emotions and like reactions to wear off? Like, did it take a couple weeks, or was it pretty, I don't know. I'm assuming it would take a minute.
Yeah, Paula was stressful. Obviously, it was one, it was so hot that day, and then two, with the championship on the line, it was for me, 1 point seems like not a lot, but it was, Eli and I were flipping motos. It seemed like every weekend, so I had to pretty much win both motos to win the championship, unless Eli messed up. So that was really my whole mindset going in. I wasn't super nervous. I was more just focused on, if I can go out and win both motos, that's obviously the goal. And yeah, so I felt like going in, I had a good mindset. It didn't really go that great. First moto was pretty good. I just got passed by Eli later in the stages, but I was riding good. And then second moto, just made a lot of mistakes, was still riding good, just too many mistakes. And that was a little bit, I think, of immaturity coming out of me. So if I could, that's one thing that I've been working on, and I've definitely gotten better at it, and I'm still improving. So something I can work on for this year. And I think, yeah, looking forward to 2023. It's, like I said, I've kind of put that in the past, and Paula was definitely stressful, and I kind of let it, I feel like I let it go, not let it go. Like, it's always going to be in the back of my mind, or like I said, used for motivation. But as far as I am now, I'm just thankful for this summer. And like I said, just looking to 2023 already.
And then speaking of Eli, something he said on the final podium, he called you the next 450 guy. So did that mean anything to you to hear that? Or did you just kind of feel like you already proved that with just your battle the entire summer? Just kind of what was your reaction to that?
It was definitely nice to hear it come out of Eli, because I feel like he's not easy to give compliments. So it was nice to hear it from him, but I feel like I kind of had already, I feel like I had proved at least that I'm going to be a contender for years to come. So I feel like I proved it, but it was also nice to hear him say it, because I think I've always respected him, but I feel like for me, I had to earn his respect. And I think it was cool for me to finally do that. And now I have to obviously race him in Supercross, which is I want to beat him, because this is going to be my last chance at him. So, but it was cool. He's obviously one of the greats of our sport, and it was cool to go toe to toe with him.